You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
If it wasn't at least a little bit fun, I wouldn't be doing it, because it's certainly not for the money, and it's not for the prestige. It's not for any of the things that we don't ever get. But I'm going back to you, ask that question about whether we thought we'd ever gone too far. It's funny you should say that, because it's become so easy to offend people nowadays, but it's really hard to be offensive. You know, no matter what we do, it's not offensive, but it's very easy to offend people. It makes it difficult on a band like us.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk about their lives, music, and craft beer. Hope you had a killer weekend. I most certainly did. This Vox and Hops episode is presented by Heavy Montreal. Heavy Montreal are Montreal's premier metal promoter, and I'm very stoked to have teamed up with them to bring you Heavy Montreal Presents Vox and Hops Brutal Montreal 2022, which will be happening in my hometown, Montreal, on September 2nd at Corona Theater. This year's event features Deicide performing their classic album Legion in its entirety, alongside Cataclysm, who will be performing their classic album Serenity and Fire in its entirety, as well as with Inhuman Condition. And I am very stoked to announce that we have added the powerhouse Undeath to Brutal Montreal 2022. I can't be more stoked about this. Tickets for Brutal Montreal 2022 are flying. Trust me, if you want to come to this year's event, you should pick up your tickets now via the link in the description of this podcast, because it is going to sell out and you're going to miss out on the chance to hang out with me and enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in my hometown of Montreal. It's going to be a blast. Don't miss it. I'm very stoked to have Heavy Montreal behind the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I'd just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I would love for you to rate and or write a review of the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Now, why do I want you to do that? Well, you have to imagine that when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, what do? They scroll down, they look at the ratings, they read those comments, and if those reviews are favorable and say that I am a great host, that all of my guests are amazing, that I ask excellent questions, well, they may just give that podcast a chance. So by you writing a review, you may actually be the person that helps sway someone's decision to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, and that would be something that I would truly appreciate. Now, today on the podcast, I'm very stoked to be back with Ballsack, the Jaws of Death, and Bone Snapper, the Cave Troll of Gwar. Get ready, everyone. This is Vox and Hops, episode number 361.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Today, I'm very stoked to be back with Ballsack, Jaws of Death, and Bone Snapper, the Cave Troll of Gwar. Guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
Super, super stoked to be back with you guys. Last time we hung out was over a year ago. I had the chance to hang out with Bone Snapper a little bit with John Goblicon, which we'll talk about a little bit later. How are you guys doing? Let's just start with the simple, how are you doing?
We're battle weary.
We're winding up the first leg of our Black Death Rager tour here tonight.
Amazing. How does that feel? How does that feel to be wrapping up something, starting something, being back into the swing of things?
Feels good. We're gearing up for it to go to Europe, and then we'll be touring this fall with the full tour in support of the new Dark Ages, our new album. We're just playing a few teasers on this little in-between tour. The next tour, we will fully embrace the duo verse and really get into that story.
Hell yes. I love that so, so very much.
It's all killing. It's a thing.
I love it. I love it. Vox and Hops, as you guys do very well know, because we've done this before, it's all about hanging out with my metal friends, talking about their lives, music, and craft beer. What beer do you guys have on your side that we're going to be sharing virtually today?
I just lost it under the pool table. Just give me a second to fishing out.
As he bends over with a pool cue.
I'm shaking up now.
Yeah, it's our new Blood Orange Blood Geyser.
So sick. Massive cheers to Devil's Backbone for creating this brew for you. Tell me the story behind this. What humans did you have to sacrifice and torture to make this beer a reality, guys?
Everybody at InBev, they bought Devil's Backbone. And we like our beer hot and well shaken. We're
and bloody.
pretty much the entire management of Devil's Backbone and InBev are now dead.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you got to drink it out of fancy glasses.
Always. If not, it's not as good. It won't taste as warm, and it won't taste as shaken if you're not drinking it from fancy glassware, guys. Come on. I love it. I love that very much. Cryptopsy actually had a blood orange New England IPA, actually, called Cold Haze Warm Blood from Kanawaki Brewing, actually. I'm going to be drinking a lighter beer. Because it's early on Saturday for me, and last night was a fun night. This is from Echo Session Ale. It's their new beer that they just dropped. It's a Kolsch, and it's a light beer. It's 3.5%, I believe. And it's going to be cool. Shout out to JF Legency for hooking me up with this. Talk to me about how you guys coped with 2021. Last time we spoke, I asked you how you coped with 2020. How have you guys been doing since then? What has it been like for Guar? Obviously, you guys recorded this brand new album, The New Dark Ages. How have you been coping with 2021 and half of 2022 so far?
Dude, we took the Scum Dogs reunion show that we were working on then. We took that out on the road last year and somehow managed to only get everyone in the band got COVID except for myself. So, but we made it through without canceling a single show. So we had, that was a very weird tour. We were playing with different lineups of the band every night. We never knew who was going to be taken out.
Yeah. COVID even took out Techno, which is unbelievable. We can't kill him, but, we had Executioner on a few shows. There was a huge battle in LA that hopefully a lot of people I enjoyed being part of. We still can't seem to kill Techno. Maybe he'll come back again, but we're moving on to new stuff.
You have to. It's the only way that we can do things. You can't keep reliving things and rehashing things. You know, it's nice to go back and revisit stuff, but it's fun to make new music. Let's talk about the New Dark Ages. Let's jump straight into it. Cryptopsy, right now, I'm going into studio this week to record my vocals. Honestly, I'd rather be on tour than in the studio. It's just how I am. How about you guys? Is it fun creating new music, or is it really just a means to go back out on tour?
It was actually pretty torturous. You know, you lock yourself in a studio for a month and don't see anybody other than your bandmates. And it's a hellish process, but somehow we turned out something really good that we're really proud of. And
they wouldn't let me in this time. Maybe next time.
you gotta get
I got a good country single, Bug Love, and I want to record that one. So maybe next album.
Or maybe we'll put out some singles so we don't have to be on the same vine with you.
Works for me.
how tedious is it creating together when you are in the studio? How is it? Is there any fun, or is it really just hard work and fights and sacrificing humans? What's a day in the studio with Guar like?
I get to play my parts. That's fun, but I have to listen to everybody else's shit. That's drudgery.
when you do get to your parts, how open are other people? How open are you really to other people's critiques to make a good Guar song?
I'm completely open, but I'm also completely deaf, so I don't have to hear them.
That's a good tactic. I might have to steal that this week when I'm in the studio. Last time we spoke, you guys were drinking craft beer. You're still drinking craft beer right now. How have your craft beer palates evolved since our last conversation? Are you still on the same train? Or for myself, as an example, I've stepped a little bit away from hazies, and I'm far more into the clear lagers nowadays, like most beer geeks tend to do. How about you guys?
I am still a girl drink drunk, and that explains this beautiful pink color of our new beer. It's definitely got a fruity hint to it that makes it palatable to me. Since I'm not a huge hops guy, like usually IPAs scare me away, but this one's actually really pleasant.
It is really good, and I also am not much of an IPA hoppy guy. I'm with you. I'm on the lager train.
Easy, drinkable, crushable. You can have a bunch of them. The IPA hangover tends to be a little bit worse than a Kolsch hangover, I would say.
But like he said, this one is very light and very drinkable, fruity. We really wanted something that looked like blood.
Not quite there, but it's got, like, maybe you tricked your finger a little bit.
maybe some alien blood. I don't know.
You need to get more human blood in this beer. Come on, Devil's Backbone.
We're talking. So our deal with Devil's Backbone is we're going to make seasonal beers, maybe three a year to start. We'll see. And I think we're going to always go back to the Blood Geyser if it's popular enough. But we've got more in the chute. I'm not sure. We don't have a release schedule yet, but there's going to be a lot of different. We want this to be a long-term relationship with Devil's Backbone.
So. Yeah, I think probably the next one that comes out won't be until the winter. So we'll have something darker and heavier for the winter months.
And how involved are you in this process, like coming up with the ideas, coming up with the names? For myself, when I make beers with people, I have an idea, I shoot them the idea, and I don't know how to make beer. I know the process, but I'm far from being an expert in that. But I do have cool ideas, and I know how to brand things. How involved were you in the creation of this brew right here?
Well, I mean, we had meetings with Devil's Backbone and everybody in the band kind of throughout what they like and what they don't like and what we were looking for. And they threw out some ideas of what they could do. And we all got excited about the blood orange thing because we love blood so much.
Yeah. The concepts are mostly ours. And then the execution as far on the beer side is all theirs. And they send us sample cans to say yay or nay.
Cool.
We keep killing the execs and they keep replacing them. So that slows things down. We're trying to keep the concepts, the flavors, the concepts of the flavors and the idea of the name.
Yeah, the names definitely ours. The art, the imagery, you're going to see some original core artwork on the cans.
But they make beer, so we don't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They make good beer.
the red in it, is it really just from the blood orange or did they put some sort of colorant in it?
They said it's just the blood orange.
That's what I think. That's what I think too. Because they could have messed around. I know that some people mess around making red stuff with like a beet extract, and that would make it far more bloody red.
We like beating.
We discussed that actually doing like a beet beer to get it really bloody and red, but we decided that we're looking more at flavor profile for this one. But we'll probably do something really gimmicky like that later on. Because, you know, we're not opposed to gimmicks in this band. I don't know if you knew that about us.
I do know that, and I have a whole topic about it written right here on my paper next to me. Why not jump into that? How do you feel about that? How do you feel? I had a chat with John Gobicon from Necrogobicon, and he says the Necrogobicon is still looking for their gimmick. How does Guar approach being regarded as a gimmick band? Because I don't necessarily see you guys as that, because I know the songs are so goddamn strong. You just, you know, you're space aliens. There's nothing aside from that. So talk to me about how you feel about gimmick bands, new gimmick bands, such as Necrogobicon, even if they're not a gimmick band in John's eyes.
Well, I think it's not a new gimmick in the past, like, decade. We're going with being the first openly hermaphroditic frontman. It's with Blothar the cow god. You know, there aren't any too many other hermaphrodites that are out there like he is.
I can't name one.
What do you think about the newer bands that are coming up that are also jumping onto the character train aside from the music?
Well, rock and roll is a gimmick, in my opinion, from the word go. So whatever it takes to put, it's a show. Put a show. If it sucks, the show sucks. If it's great, it's great. That's all that matters. At the end of the day, it's art. And if people like it and people respond to it, then we'll kill them too.
What? And how do you feel about promoters and people that create tour packages lumping bands like this together? Is that something that you care about? Is that something you think is important? Or is it something that is it more of an annoyance?
It depends on the quality of the show. I mean, it's like this tour has been great with Necrogobicon. They have that weird guy that follows them around, but it's not, you know, what defines them. And it works the show. You know, I don't think anybody really even noticed that one of the guys is a goblin. I picked it up like after the second week. I was like, yeah, that guy's looks a little green.
Well, you know, well, see, that's you. I had a beef with him before the tour, and we worked it out. You know, as hype man, we kind of had a little bit of a thing, and he, I maybe said that I killed his parents, but I backed off on that, and we're good. We're good now. The whole tour has been fantastic. He's been, we've made that. Yeah, this tour is a peace conference, and so between trolls and goblins, we've made that peace conference.
That's a historical battle. The goblins and trolls historically do not get along very well. So
in our last podcast, he came out the gate swinging.
I am so, so happy that it worked out the way it did, that I could mediate a conversation between Bone Snapper and John Goblicon. I knew it's, you know, having gone on tour with bands before and jumping onto a tour package when, you know, you already don't like a member of the tour package, it's not fun. So I definitely wanted the troll and goblin thing to be sorted before you guys even hit the stage.
You let him lip off to you?
Oh, he just did, but then we called it down. I mean, I did kill his parents, so you know, he can kind of say whatever he wants.
That ain't no good, man. Now that I know that, I think we might have some beef.
Not anymore. We worked it out to peace conference.
Well, man, no, I might have some beef.
Oh, okay. Though.
I think if it's the last night tonight, you got to bring him up on stage and you got to kill him.
Yeah, it's the last show of the tour. I don't think he gets to talk to my troll like that.
Only you guys get to talk tonight. To the troll like that.
One night only in Norfolk, Virginia.
Feed him into the meat grinder, but I think it's a good idea. this is a Heavy Montreal Presents Vox and Hops episode. I would love to hear about how you guys think of Montreal. I know Montreal loves you guys. I've seen you guys come here so many times. Talk to me about your favorite memory of performing here in Montreal.
We might have beat some people up for stealing some props. I remember that.
Really?
At Fafoon.
No way.
And then we haven't played Fafoon's in a while, but it used to be all upstairs and they had that metal staircase that you had to.
Oh, it was horrible.
Falling down that drunkenly one night and then walking around all night with probably a broken ankle.
And then getting drunk there the next day on our day off.
Yes.
It's a great form.
Hell yes, Foofs is basically, for anyone listening, is basically the CBGBs of Montreal. It is exactly the same, guys. It did close down during the pandemic, and they cleaned it up a whole bunch downstairs. But no matter how much you scrub, it's not going to get clean, that place. It's still grimy as hell. And the metal stairs, the shitty loadout, it's exactly the same. So when you do come, it will be waiting for you exactly the same way it was. Shout out to all the people at Foofs and the very, very friendly bouncers that like to throw people out.
We did play Heavy Montreal as well that one year. So if they want to have us back,
hell yes, let's do it. What would be your biggest memory of that festival? It's on an island. There's a lot of little golf carts that drive you around. I don't know if you guys remember that.
They have hot tubs there, I think. Oh, VIP hot tub at Heavy Montreal.
It was an eclectic mix. I remember maybe Zach Wilde and Hell Yeah and
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther. Yeah, it was a good fest.
Absolutely one of the best in the world, and I can't wait till it comes back because it's been on hiatus, but Heavy Montreal people, bring it back because all the metalheads want it. You can keep your Oshiaga. Give us Heavy Montreal back. Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsheads? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right, I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode. I'm doing a new segment about mental health, and this is a heavy topic. So I a little bit of seriousness with the guys from GWAR, which is not always an easy topic to approach. But let's see how we can do this. How do you guys deal with when you're not feeling well? What steps do you take to make yourself feel better? Or in the band, when you see one of your guys is not doing well, what steps do you take to make them feel better?
I go on a bike ride. That's what I do.
Full costume bike ride. I love it.
No costume. I go for a long walk in the woods. Bone Snapper goes and contemplates nature. He's from a bog planet, so he gets back to nature.
How about you, Valsec?
I completely isolate myself, suppress all my feelings and emotions, and sink into a deep pit of depression.
Which is what we want to do, right? But how do you get out of that pit once you are there?
Oh, no, that's the stuff I want to do. Things I'm forced to do are like come and play a show, get drunk, have fun. Those things are what wear on me.
How about when one of your friends is not doing well? What do you do in those circumstances?
Laugh at him usually.
How about you?
We're probably the worst band to ask these questions about.
Just that we have a horrible track record of
not dealing with depression.
Mm-hmm.
Our humor.
Oh yeah, we use the jokes.
The jokes. It's like MASH, metal.
Yeah. Laughter is like the cheapest medicine, isn't that what they say?
Probably.
It's the best, but I don't buy that. I'll accept that it's cheaper than most medicine.
Well, it's pretty expensive around here. There's not too many funny people here anymore. We need to hire maybe Andrew Dice Clay or Pee Wee Herman to come on tour with us.
That would be super sick. But that would be something cool for GWAR to do as well, is to tour with a stand-up comedian. If any band could do that, you guys could do that. Is that something you have done? Have you played a show with a stand-up comedian as a part of the act?
Kind of. We had from the Church of Bob.
Oh, Subgenius guy. Yeah, but he got brutally booed off stage every night.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted Neil Hamburger. He's my favorite. I thought maybe he could do it.
Yeah, but I think our fans would be pretty brutal on a stand-up comic. It's like, you know, you say you're dying out there, you would literally be dying.
And then I'd say the Odorous Urungus was one of the greatest stand-up comedians I've ever met. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then that stand-up comedian, if he's dying every night up there, might need to talk about it because he's not feeling well. And then you guys could use your humor to make him not feel good, and that would make you feel good. I'm seeing a full circle thing here. I think it's going to work.
Pagliacci.
Something that's really prominent in today's culture, and it's something that I'm not a fan of. I see the need for it, and I see you guys as an art piece, and I understand you guys. I'm talking about cancel culture. Do you ever feel like it's going to catch up with you guys? One of your old gags is going to come up on the internet, and the cancel culture is going to find something. Is that like something that you guys think about?
You would really think that they would come after us a long time ago.
Exactly.
Somehow we've flown above the radar.
I don't know. Like, maybe we're grandfathered in and people just think that's what we do. I don't get it. You know, Mad Magazine is gone because people don't like, you know, that kind of humor anymore. But we've maybe people get that, you know, I always say it's only funny if you don't mean it. Maybe people will understand that we really don't mean it, and so we get a pass.
Comedy plus time equals tragedy.
But last time we spoke together, we spoke about if you guys ever thought you went too far, and we decided, you guys said, no, we've never gone too far. We it's art. It's an art. You stand by your art.
What kind of beer were we drinking that time?
You were drinking your it was a Pilsner, a killer Pilsner, or
Pilsner?
I think so.
Crush pills destroy.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. So do you still feel that way about not having gone too far ever?
We stand by that. We always
far enough.
Yeah, we always feel like we fail, and we should be meaner or terrible.
So building a whole new tour. You guys are just showcasing a few tracks from the new Dark Ages. In the fall, you're into a whole new tour. I know that a lot of stuff goes into a GWAR tour. How prepared are you for that? How close are you to being ready? Is it the reason that you're not doing it now because you weren't ready? Tough question.
The reason we're not doing it now is because we started this tour before New Dark Ages came out. We didn't want to play a lot of songs that nobody had ever heard before because, you know, people like the familiar.
Yes, of course.
They don't like new things. People don't like new things at all. They get mad at the new. Get very, very upset when you change things. So we tried not to change too much at once. But this fall, yes, we will change everything. We're not wearing the costumes. We're all going to be women. And
the monsters will be actual people from our past.
Right. Like my mother.
The Duoverse is coming. Be prepared, people. It's going to be a monstrous tour. what have you been doing when you couldn't perform? For myself, I'm very lucky that I get to do these. I get the same sort of feeling that when I'm going to climb up on stage, I get like the goosebumps right before I sit down here. This is how I've been filling the void of performing. When you guys couldn't perform, what were you guys doing to fill that void?
That the beer, the new comic book, album, what else?
We've got a documentary about the slaves of GWAR coming out.
Oh, yeah. The movie of life. there's a million products that, you know, where people are forcing us to put our name on, and, it keeps us from having to go back to outer space. So we're busy.
Is it something that you actively search for, to keep yourselves busy, or is it things just keep falling onto your plate from outside sources, or a mix of the both, I imagine?
Mix of the both.
What do you think there, Balzac? Is it still fun? Are you still having fun? All this crazy shit that you guys do, going out on tour, preparing for it, writing albums. Is it still fun after all these years?
If it wasn't at least a little bit fun, I wouldn't be doing it, because it's certainly not for the money, and it's not for the prestige. It's not for any of the things that we don't ever get. But I'm going back to you ask that question about whether we thought we'd ever gone too far. It's funny you should say that, because it's become so easy to offend people nowadays, exactly. But it's really hard to be offensive. You know, no matter what we do, it's not offensive, but it's very easy to offend people. It makes it difficult on a band like us.
Where do these ideas come from when you are building a new tour, the new, basically a show, building up a show as an art piece and trying to find these offensive things that are just on the borderline, right? How do these ideas come up, and where I imagine it's around a beer. That's how I would imagine it happening, but how much of it is just off the top of your head?
Balzac and I are the only two of the only beer drinkers left, so it's we always say it's one stupid idea rolling downhill and other people adding their stupid ideas to that. It's a collective, oh, well, then that thing should do this thing. And, well, at least that's how it's been in the past. It's not always that.
You're definitely one of the hardest working bands. When I toured with you guys throughout Canada, I was just baffled at how much work you guys all do and the slaves do. And I just have to commend you on that, people probably don't realize how much work goes into putting on an amazing show like you guys put on. So cheers to you guys for that, because I'm tired for you, and you're on tour right now and you're having a chat with me before your last show. I appreciate that very, very much. So cheers to you guys for being one of the hardest, if not the hardest working rock and roll extreme band out there. Massive cheers to that. Absolutely. Is it ever a moment where you guys want to scale back because it's too much work?
I think it's just a matter of logistics. You know, if we have more money and bigger clubs, we'll do more things. If it's where we're at, we accommodate what we can, and we've got way bigger ideas. We're always scaling them back. We always have such stupid, huge, undoable ideas. It's always a process of reduction.
What would I, this is just me being, I'm a crazy idea. Let me throw an idea down a hill. What about a residency for Guar in Vegas one day? Is that something that could possibly happen?
We've talked about Branson for years. We totally have.
I think it'd just be so dead. You could go so big if you don't have to move all the time, right?
We liked Branson better. We had a day off there. It was so busted, we thought that we would be the best. We wouldn't be really suitable for Vegas. It's too fancy, and we'd be better in Branson. So
I love it. Last time we spoke, I wrapped up with the classic Vox and Hobbs wrap-up question, which was... what are your hangover cures? Have your hangover cures evolved at all? You mentioned now that you're the only two drinkers left in the band.
There's a few more. It's just less.
Yeah,
they're more tame. They've controlled themselves a bit better.
But it's like half and half. Yeah. So it's not the.
They're actually more out of control drinkers than we are. We're the only two that can talk about drinking. They just get so violent whenever they do it. You can't really get them on camera.
It's an embarrassment, I'll tell you.
Which is fun to tour with, right? I'm looking, but talk to me about your hangover cures. Have they evolved at all?
I can't remember what I said last time.
Neither can I. That's why I'm asking. But it was probably drink another beer because that's what a lot of people say.
That's a classic. Yeah. Hair of the dog. Actually, dog hair, it does not work at all. I've tried it a lot. Like, I've shaved so many dogs and just chowed down a big plate of dog hair. Maybe I'm getting the ones that didn't bite me. That's the problem. I got to find the dog, make more dogs bite me. So I go around kicking dogs until they bite me, and then I can get drunk and I'll shave them.
Oh, I know what to say. It's something plant-based. That's my new thing. Everything is plant-based. So whatever it is, it's probably better if it's plant-based.
I literally just had someone on, and they said that now that she's eating plant-based, she feels better. She's getting less hangovers. It's almost as if you're a part of that call, too, there, Bone Snapper.
I got my finger on the pulse.
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm an omnivore.
Turtles are omnivores.
I'm not a turtle.
I'm sorry. Zach Blair, I hosted an after party for Voivod with him. He's in Rise Against now. What can you talk about? A funny story about Zach Blair that I can tell him who's hit.
Well, for one, both Voivod and Zach Blair are some of the only humans that we would consider talking nicely about. I don't know if I have a story I can tell about Zach Blair that's fit for the internet.
I love that. You'll tell me later. Ball Sack, Bone Snapper, thank you so much for taking the time hanging out with me. I know you're busy. You got your last show tonight. Have a good one. Enjoy it. Everyone, listen to the new Dark Ages, brand new Guar record. It's out now. It's a banger. You're going to love it. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out again. Next time, face to face, let's do this. Cheers.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening to Anything That I Love and appreciate that. Man, this was an awesome conversation. So stoked to have gotten back with Ballsack and Bone Snapper. They are just so much fun to hang out with. I love, love, love speaking to people that are in a character. I think it's a challenging interview, but it's a very rewarding one. It's really, really interesting. I had the same sort of vibe when I was talking to John Gobblecon, obviously. Huge Guar fan. I toured with them. They're such hardworking individuals. I love them to death. Massive, massive cheers to Guar. Thank you so much for hanging out with me yet again. Now, if you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You can do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. When you do that, you shall receive one email a month that contains all of the details of everything that has happened recently in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You'll get to see which episodes I've released recently. You'll get to see which episodes I have coming up. You'll get to see which albums the Vox and Hops album review crew have reviewed recently. You'll get to see any information about any projects I have in the works before I announce them to the public. And trust me, I always have a bunch of things going on behind the scenes. You also get to see which albums Jerry Monk, the Metal Architect himself, has added to the Brutal Awakenings playlist, the most extreme, fresh, new music that is dropping every week. Jerry listens to it all somehow, and he puts it on the playlist for you to enjoy. It's available on both Apple Music and Spotify. The Brutal Awakenings playlist is what you want to be listening to. Trust me. There's just so much going on in the world of the Vox and Hospital podcast. I hate for you to miss a single thing, so sign up to the mailing list. The Vox and Hospital podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts. I hope you have a killer rest of the week. I will be back next week with two episodes, one on Tuesday and another on Friday. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey, you. Do you have any plans this year? Ha! How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.